We are back together after, it seems like, I don't know, a month or 10. I don't know. But we're going to talk a little bit about the Nurses Ball, the Ava Carly Sunny confrontation, and Curtis just half naked in bed with Jordan. We'll be right back with GH Report next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Here we go. Oh, my God. We're together. I can't believe it. It is General Hospital After Show, James Report here on AfterBuzz TV. I'm one of your hosts, James Law Jr. And I'm so glad to be here because I have people with me. And this is so nice. And we're all together at once. She couldn't make it last night because she wasn't feeling well. She missed Miss Sonia Eddy, who was great. Thanks, Sonia, for coming on. Of course, she was great. But Miss Lucretia Lyon.
Hey, guys. I am back, and I am ready to rant. And if you want to rant with me, like we have been all this week, well, you can always find me at LACRETIALYON anywhere on the internet, since there is only one.
And my buddy on the corner, because I just love him so much. He's like a cat. When you say, don't touch me, but they won't be touched, but they don't want you to touch them.
Live action grumpy cat.
There you go. Frank Moran.
That's right, everybody. Stay away from me. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at HappyGoJackie. Or don't. Whatever.
You guys, hi.
James. Hey. Lucretia.
I know.
We've done it. That's right.
So glad we're back. So you guys, follow us on iTunes, YouTube, SoundCloud, wherever you can find the show. It's under the General Hospital After Show. Of course, our Facebook page, which is... getting there. It's like
that right there says it's not getting there.
It's getting there. Just follow us. JG Ports. I'm not going to say the number anymore. Just follow us.
Oh, I'll tell you the number.
Yeah,
let's tell us the number.
Let's find it.
As you find the number.
There,
and also, I just want to tell you guys, I want to give a shout out to Susie Morales Midley. I actually had lunch with her and her family, longtime supporters of our soap block. It was a great time last Sunday. It was great. So. And what's our number?
1570.
Oh, okay, okay. See? Getting close to 1600.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's get there.
It's still 430 away from 2000.
It's not 500 away like it was before. So there we go. I find the positivity in all. Uh-huh. So we're going to do that, of course. Yes. And you guys in the chat room, hello, you guys. And you guys saying hi to us. I see all my regular faces. My names are in there. I love that. I want to give a shout out also to, it's actually Pride Month. So LGBT community, which I'm a part of. Congratulations. Be careful. Be safe. There's a lot of crazy things happening out there right now, all over the world and even in America. But be safe. We've come a long way. We have a long way to go. And so shout out to my Sacramento peeps having pride right now in Sacramento. So I want to make sure I say that too. And then we have, before we even begin talking about General Hospital, we have a little item I want to share with you guys. We get sponsorships sometimes to do some of these shows to bring them to you every day. We do over 300 some shows a week or whatever. And I'm an author. I have 3 books out right now on Amazon.com. And this person's an author too. And a book is called Blind Item. And it's kind of like a soapy book. So that's what we're going to say to you now. You guys like to read, you know, on a plane, train, automobile, something like that, on the beach. It's a really easy read. The description is kind of interesting. It says, go behind the glamour and bright lights of Hollywood. And it's addictive, sexy read. The drugs, sure. Sex, of course. And partying are just the beginning.
Ooh.
Fresh from Ohio. Why Ohio? Midwest? Well, Ohio's great. Why Ohio? But yeah. From Ohio, Nicola lands a coveted job as assistant to a high-powered publicist, pampering B-list stars and creating faux scandals to hide real ones. That sounds kind of familiar. As I start choking my own words. Her roommate, Kara, looks for fame wherever she can come as a stylist, as a rapper's paramour, and as a reality star.
Mm-hmm.
Their friend, Billy, flits behind the scenes, is witness to bad behavior behind the cameras, just like here on GH Report, peddles his gossip all over town for profit. You know, frankly, I mean, there. Look no further. It is a perfect summer read. It's fun, raucous, and true to life Hollywood page-turner of secrets and scandals. And I just want to tell you, it's written by Kevin Dixon and Jack Katsoyan, which Jack Katsoyan, I've seen his name in a lot of things in this town. He's been around for a while. They're industry veterans, and I've seen his name, so I'm sure he has written off of things that he's probably seen. The names, I'm sure, were changed to protect the guilty. I mean, the innocents, I'm sure. So that's Blind Item. You can go to blinditembook.com. Support writers. Support books. Thank you. I see there. And we'll see you next time. Okay. No. Okay. Yes, thank you. The gay is here. Yes, I'm gay. The gang is back here. That's what I was reading it. The gay. I'm thinking like all I see is gay all of a sudden. So we haven't been here. We haven't been together for a while, and we weren't here last week. I want to mention the nurse's ball because people were wondering how Frank. I mean, the rest of us, how we all feel.
Mostly Frank.
Well, the nurse's ball. So Frank, we'll let you start. I was waiting for you guys to do that.
I know, we need a wide.
I had a feeling. You guys, okay, this and Dave is here with us.
Everyone.
We're never together.
No, that's true. But this is why. So what y'all don't know is that James Lott Jr. gets here early enough to bust in on our show.
All the time.
Door just opens and sits in. Mm-hmm. Now, normally we do our show and we're like hitting it. He's at the house. Then all of a sudden it was like, well, let's go in. And I was like, well, let's go.
Let's go.
We infiltrated G8 before. Now, y'all don't get excited because I'm on G8. So
they don't want him on G8. But you were on it a couple times.
I was.
I watch Matt Cohen every once in a while.
Yeah. He knows Matt Cohen.
He's my favorite, Dr. Hot Priest.
Dr. Hot Priest.
Who?
Matt Cohen.
Okay.
He knows it. He knows him. Yeah, we're trying to get him in here.
I'm here for it.
We're still trying.
It's the Sunday's crew. They're laughing. They like it. Yes.
Hi, everyone. I was on the Nurses Ball week recently. I was
about to talk about
I had a video camera. It was
videographer?
I was a videographer.
Oh,
for one of the Mario Lopez, Michelle Stafford scenes.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
And shout out to Michelle Stafford. She's in the hospital right now. She's not feeling well.
Shout
out to her. I saw her today.
Feel better, Michelle.
Same thing with Tanya. Guys, send some well wishes.
Oh, yeah. And her, too.
Feel better, Tanya.
Yeah. What's going on?
What
the ambulance is going on with the
G? If you take a look also with the George Pinocchio scenes, you can see me clearly. I'm George Pinocchio's videographer.
Oh, wow.
Scenes on G.
You better have that good shot.
You know.
I feel like Frank is still sitting here like,
why are they in here?
Remember that episode of Days of Our Lives when Tony was dressed as a daisy?
Shut up. That was not me.
Tony Moore.
Everybody wants to take a picture together, so they want to take a picture all six of us together.
A screenshot.
Yeah. Should we
smile?
Somebody screenshot.
Okay.
We'll look at the mindset.
That's great.
Let me make sure I get it all cameras.
Yeah. I do. And there's Frank. Never see them together either. It's crazy.
Wait, am I on this one too?
There you go. Right there, you're in my light. Yes.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Oh, they love it. I'm like, they're going crazy. They love it. Oh my god. I recognize the Dish and Days guy from Nurse's Ball scene. Oh, you do?
That's fine.
That is so funny. I didn't know he was in there. It's so funny. Okay, so somebody make sure you screenshot, send that to us, and we'll post it everywhere. That's kind of fun. I interrupt their show all the time, so the fans like me the most. anyway, a little shady Sunday. Yeah. No, okay, so back to, okay, so we get to hear Frank's his feeling about it.
I did not enjoy this Nurse's Ball. This was terrible from beginning to
end.
Really? Yeah, it was. All right, first off, Mario Lopez, no way in heck that he's going to some local event in Poor Charles, like one that he's even heard about. Like, no, he's not leaving Access Hollywood to go, like, hey, guess what? I'm going to go to Poor Charles, New York to go do this event. No, zero. That is not going to happen at all. Same thing for George Pinocchio. He is not doing that at all either. And what was that terrible mug to the camera that he did to? Of course, I wouldn't miss an event like this. Ah, get out of here, George. What
it
are you doing?
Should have been Frank, guys.
No. I mean, that right there just ruined the illusion even more than just having
the red carpet.
The red carpet is
your favorite.
That was the fact that Mario's not wearing an earpiece, and there is no way that he's been brought up to date. He's not going to bother to memorize any of these people in Port Charles. Their little things that are going on in their lives. No way, no how.
I did notice the no earpiece. I was like, wait, okay, come on, folks. You need to go, you know.
Yeah, at least pretend that there's some producer in the truck, like reading up, like whose job was to research these people that nobody knows about.
No one cares about.
Oh, and then, you know, I really realized for the first time this year is that if you look in the ballroom where the nurse's ball is happening, there is maybe 35 people tops in that room.
Oh, yeah.
That is it. And that's being generous. And it's like, what? That's what this big event, and you're going to televise this event for 35 people that have walked into this ballroom. No. There's just no way that anybody would say, like, any news station in town would go, you know what? We have 35 people walking down this red carpet. Let's put this on television. No. Nobody would do that. That's crazy to me. Oh.
I have to say, when I watched the red carpet, I thought of Frank Moran the whole time. I couldn't stop laughing. I thought of you the whole time.
Yeah, every time they would tell somebody's backstory or whatever, I'm like, oh, Frank is going to hit it.
I hate that.
And I watched, I didn't fast forward through it. I watched every second because I didn't want to be like, oh, I didn't want to think that I was like, I didn't care. I just fast forward this. No, I watched it all, every agonizing second, so I could just be frustrated completely for this.
Yeah. Our Melvin fan says, I didn't even think about the earpiece. Frank's attention to detail is on point.
So bonkers to me.
Oh, I'm not as passionate about you with my dislike, but can we all agree that my idea that Jake should have done that like during this like last song, but they put it at the beginning that, you know, we're not alone, and that ruined it. And then it's like, oh, wait, we're going to clear some of these people out when we have Jake. And No. He should have just done the Chimera virus. Nina Valentina and Anna should have been fine. Everybody else, whatever. Oh, and Franco. I like Franco.
You like Franco, yes.
And then they do this opening number. This opening number, which, and I've mentioned this before, so you shut down a floor of the hospital for multiple hours to shoot this video. This is a working hospital, people, where you've got people that are sick that need to be tended to, but we're going to say, you know what? All nurses, do not attend it. Do your job. Come and do this ridiculous music video. And one, that you're going to bring in a jib into the general hospital, one of the floors there, and have a jib in there. This is a working hospital, people. Mm-hmm. And you have to worry about production values. Get out of here. That opening song drove me bonkers. There's no way that any hospital said, you know what, this is a charity event, we understand, but no, we are also tending to real people that are sick in this hospital. Yes. No, we need our nursing staff to do their job. We've had a big nurses' strike, guys. You fought to do this job. Do it.
Well, one of the perks of the job is singing and dancing for the damn nurses' ball.
Is that what they went to the negotiation table with?
We need a full on hospital shutdown number. Was in those negotiations.
Frank should join Brad and Britt in mocking the whole thing.
I would have loved to have done that. Bring me in. I'm just like that guy. Because I have to admit, that's probably one of the best years of the nurses' ball, is to have somebody making fun of it within the universe. There's like realizing how ridiculous it is. When it's treated just like where everybody's just like, we got to be watching this on TV at home. No, you don't.
See, without Britta, we need Frank and to be Brad's friend that bitches about it. Because that really was one of my favorite parts of years past, was them actually doing what we love to do, is make fun of it. I will say, I did like that they, you know, dedicated a lot of the numbers to the fallen artists we've had. That part was nice. I'm trying to be nice.
Leonard Cohen, David Bowie, George Michael.
Yeah, and I love Ned and Olivia, and then Kiki and Dylan. And then Valentine's number was great, because I just love James Patrick Stewart. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, they're... No Magic Milo? I mean, what the hell? Like, that's usually the highlight of the show.
Yeah, I'm shocked they didn't do it this year.
Yeah, there's no skin at all. Nope.
Mm-hmm.
I do like how there's this event that Lucy, don't even bother organizing acts, because everybody's going to drop out, and there's always going to be somebody in the audience that just can conveniently know how to be able to play some instrument or have some hidden singing talent and has a deep pocketbook that can say, all right, Lucy, I want a number right here, right now, in the nurse's ball. And, you know, then Olivia, out of all the acts, that was probably my favorite. The Kiki and Dylan one did not hold a candle to last year's.
Yeah, I thought last year's was better, for sure. But, yeah, because I kind of was disappointed that Haley didn't get to sing again. There was just a lot of her dancing. It didn't seem as in sync. But it was, I mean, Robert Palmer Watkins is great. I'll give that one. I liked it a little.
Well, because the way they were building it up, it was like, it was such a bummer that the Kiki wasn't going to be able to do it.
Yeah.
And then you saw, like, what she did in the song, like,
it
wasn't, like, that big of a loss if she couldn't have done it. Yeah. I don't know. And, you know, I'm sorry. I am not a huge fan of Amy, and this storyline that she's got already with this, but, like, way too much of her in the nurse's ball. Like, come on. Let's share the wealth. You've got plenty of other people that can come up and perform. don't just give it to Amy. There were like four songs that she was involved in. I'm like, come on.
Yeah, and two, especially with the one with Christina and Emma. I love Christina and Emma. They really fit. They were in sync. But it was almost like Valerie and Amy were added last minute. Valerie was like way too good over here, where you've got the two younger girls that are cute and adorable. And then Amy just was... didn't seem to fit, you know, and neither did Valerie. It's like they were added last minute, and that's what I thought. I'm like, how long did they have to prepare this? Because little Brooklyn and Lexi were, like, on point. They really were in sync together, but the other two really weren't together, and it was just kind of odd. And as I say, they just didn't really fit in the number either. It should, you know, if you'd have got little Charlotte in there or something, that would have been cute. Because Lexi is older, but she looks so young.
She does look young.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's back on the Amy there. Oh, yeah. Man. So, yeah, this was not one of my favorite nurses' balls at all. And I was so tired. How many more times was I have to see Jake do the lift of the box and open up the hatch and look at the chimera? I was so sick of that shot. That was so annoying.
Yeah, like Sawyer Olive. Where the hell was Ulbricht? Yeah, like, I would have rather seen Ulbricht perform a number again than some, you know, it was just like, eh.
Yes.
And I thought Eden McCoy was great.
No. Yes. Oh, she was good too. I'm the total opposite.
Yeah.
I, you know, as Tony was saying, audition days with open arms, I let it come to me. I suspend belief every year because I know everything you're saying is completely true, but I suspend belief every year for Nurses Ball because I remember why it started a long time ago, and I guess I was nostalgic for that, and I didn't mind this Nurses Ball. I thought I liked the callbacks to the Fallen. The artist formerly known as Eddie Mae was a thing to Prince because he had died. They didn't do a Prince song, but he said that. That's kind of cute. I don't know. I you know, for me, it's a little cheese. Or a lot of cheese, but I like it. I don't know. It doesn't bother me. I think for me, I got to talk to Robert Palmer Watkins and Reza Dorkin, who plays Amy. Beginning of the week, they did a satellite tour on Monday, and so if you go to our Facebook page, you can hear our interview. It's on the General Hospital mini spotlight audio podcast, and we talked about it. And Reza actually is a really wonderful singer. I mean, I've seen her stuff.
Yeah, her voice was great.
I mean, she's and Robert Reno can sing. And he wants to come back on the show, of course. Mm-hmm. He's like, how many times have I been on? I was like, you can come back on the show anytime. But I, you know, for me, it's like, I don't know. It's a whimsical kind of 2 or 3 days they put together. I mean, it all kind of doesn't make any sense. But Lucy Coe looked wonderful. I think she looked beautiful in her dresses. Always does. She always looks great. And the red carpet, I kept thinking of you, Frank. I laughed the whole time. But I suspend. I say it's one night to showcase them dressed up and just kind
of
like.
Yeah.
Speaking of dressed up, I understand that the actress playing Lulu is expecting in real life.
Yeah.
But that
dress is like horrible.
That was awful.
Oh.
But Nina, oh my God, was that painted on? Michelle looked fantastic.
Man, Michelle's down with the bomb. I mean, she is the bomb. She could wear anything. Yeah. Everything was painted on, I think.
I mean, that looked so good. And then Becky Hurst.
Yes, it was a cute outfit.
Elizabeth, you know, and her and Franco and Jake really just look so cute together. I'm sorry. I know not everybody loves Friends, no, but.
And I don't. But I did appreciate that they did look good. But yeah, Michelle's down with the bath. But Lulu's, I tweeted out Lulu's, I mean, come on. People, you can do better than that.
And I love how they're not even trying to hide her pregnancy at this point.
No.
They're just like, screw it. And I'm like, really? I mean, no offense to Emmy Ryland, who I love, but like, maybe this was a time to backburn Lulu because
or write in she was gaining weight because she was depressed over the Charlotte. I mean, just anything.
Just something.
I mean, like, Cosby Show was a famous scene where Claire Huxtable had a giant purse in front of her all the time or a giant flower. I'll take that.
Yeah.
Over this bow that was like right here on her stomach.
Oh, it's like How I Met Your Mother. When both actresses on the show were pregnant, they hid Allison Hannigan so well, but Colby Smulders, nope. It was just like, very obvious.
But it was, I mean, I will say that was one thing, but it was horrendous, that dress.
Yeah, Dion
lifted up. Going
yeah, I know. I was like, oh.
Because it's bigger than she is.
Yes. But I did love J. Patrick Stewart's performance. I believe he played the piano himself.
He was so sexy.
And he was so sexy. And I totally was like, I'm all in. I didn't mind the remix of You're Not Alone. I know Sonya Eddy was laughing about it. I love her version the most.
I thought it was terrible.
I didn't mind it so much. Again, I didn't mind it. I liked all the performances. I didn't mind them. I thought, for me, it was just like, I look forward to every year. It's like I said, it's kind of whimsical. It's kind of high schoolish in some ways, but I'll take it.
Yeah, and I normally look so much forward to the Nurse's Ball because I love to see him sing, especially Ned. You know, I've always been in love with Eddie Main, and you know, Wally Kurth's portrayal when he does the musical numbers.
Yeah,
I was just very disappointed because that's usually a reprieve from Carly and Sonny.
Yeah,
but they just couldn't give me that. They were like, nope. Every other scene is going to be them.
Yes,
like nope. In between these musical numbers, yeah, sorry, we'll get, Lucretia, we'll
to,
hate
yeah,
you.
Yeah, we'll get to the hate you. It was all for you, exactly.
And Dion's Corner said, did anyone see the picture of Kelly Monaco underneath Lulu's dress? That's
oh, no.
funny. We
oh,
need
no.
to find that.
but I will say that, again, it was fine for me. I didn't hate it so much. So, I mean, for me, it's a little... I allow certain things on soaps. And on some things I don't allow. But that, I was like, it's Nurse's Ball. It's always a little... But I was wondering where Magic Milo was. I was wondering where the guys were. There wasn't really a lot of guy stuff.
Yeah. So, and, yeah. you know, because I still want to see Dante get to do that once. Yes. I know he's got dad bod. But, I mean, yes. Dante was my favorite character this week, you know.
Yeah, he's good.
They also do where Jason Sam came on the red carpet. And then Mario's interviewing Jason. Get along. Jason is not going to stand around for an interview. He does not care about that stuff.
Yes,
he has no interest like that he's answering these questions. Like, no. Jason would be like, oh, quietly, like, get me out of the situation as fast as humanly possible.
Yes. Well, this one to me, someone wrote this in the chat room, was way better than 2014's. It was a couple of years ago. Nurse's Ball, which I thought was kind of horrendous on some level. But I think it was fine. I didn't mind it. And I think now we can... put it down to rest. We've talked about it. Ranted, talked about it.
Can't wait for 2018.
There you go, next year.
Oh, yes.
I think Frank should be really on the red carpet doing the hosting.
Yeah. Oh, I'd be honored.
Yeah, Frank and Nina. Yeah.
I'd be like, and who are you? And why are we watching?
Yeah. Oh, and the Burt's Bees. Like I want to mention. Yeah. Okay. Oh. No, okay. Well, you know, anything on any soap, whenever they incorporate something for real, it's always awkward anyway. Mm-hmm. That's just always annoying. So it makes me laugh. But I was like, is Valerie gonna kiss Christina?
I totally thought that they were going to kiss.
I was like, I'll go for some lesbian action. Sure, yeah. Why not?
They're both very pretty.
I understand. Yeah, you're right about the product placement, but man, that was like...
It was painful.
Let me tell you.
But it's always painful. I mean, every time they do it, every soap. I remember Asriel Turns years ago was doing Kleenex, and literally there was a Kleenex box in every single scene. It was like... Oh, here, you need some Kleenex? It's like, okay, she's not even crying. Like, why? Her nose isn't running.
Oh, man, when it was Go Red Women's Month, every year on ABC, be like Campbell's Soup and Go Red on all three of them, which I would watch, and it'd just be like, ooh, let's spot the product placement here. But if Burt's Bees wants to sponsor us, that'd be great. I'd buy their products.
Oh, I love their products. Yeah. They're great. Yes. Yeah. Someone says that, Sarah C. says, with the soap's budget these days, production Nurse's Ball was very well done. So, yeah, within the budget, it was well done. Because now we know that they, unless you're Bold and Beautiful, you don't get no budget anymore for anything. So, I mean, because one of our buddies, Fido Xavier, he directed one of the episodes. We love him. He directed the episode. So, I'm like, it's kind of give Frank the mic next to Nina. You already know Michelle Stafford. I'm sure you guys can do it together.
Oh, sure, I'm sure she can make that happen.
Yes, but we're going to work that out.
I had one more thought about that. One more last rant. And now it's slipped out of my head.
See, that's what I said. Yeah. But I agree with you. So nowadays, when they don't do budgets anymore, when the budgets are small.
Oh, that's my budget there. Yes. Whatever budget you do have, just... pay the background actors to act like they're interested in the show that they're watching. Because they were just, there are some that you catch and they're just like, they knew their family's being held just off camera.
Oh
like, just sit there and watch his performance.
That's so funny.
I was come on, guys, just act like you're enjoying this performance. And you paid a considerable amount of money to get one of these very exclusive tables because it only sits 35 people.
Yeah.
Oh man.
All right. My stance on product placement. Hey, if you keep the show on the air, I'll suck it up and take it. Me too. That would be amazing, Frank on GH next year. They're already getting excited. They're already getting excited. So I'll show them this tape.
That's I'm sure.
They'll take you after this. Oh, I'll talk to Mark Teschner.
Yeah. Hey, Mark,
we know Mark, of course.
No. Yeah, we need Frank to be like asking like in-depth questions on the red carpet. So your son blew up this year. Tell us how you feel about that.
You may as well, if you're going to act like this person whoever's on the red carpet knows about these people in Port Charles, then you might as well go full tilt and have them really asking these really deep probing questions that this reporter should not really know.
Yeah, wouldn't Franco and Liz and Jake are there, and then Liz and Sam just bring up a lot of awkward moments. Like, hey, remember that time you almost killed her?
Okay, so now we're going to beat the dead horse anymore. The horse is dead. The horse is done dead. So And, you know, I always go to Frank for the things, but there's a couple of points I want to bring up on my own already, because I'm already, like, want to talk about them. And because I can do this because I want to. Finally, Curtis and Jordan had sex on camera for us to see. And he got to lay in bed. It was, I think it was Wednesday's episode. We just opened up to him in bed. No shirt on.
There you go. Yeah. Also taking out the dishes there right outside the door, shirtless. Yeah.
And a pretty, she was pretty. Who that actress was who walked up to her was like, hey.
Wasn't she his friend from a few weeks ago?
I was wondering. Like, you guys, I mean, what do you guys think? Was she familiar?
I think they've been a booty call in the past.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, definitely. I mean, she was just like, she was feeling how I was feeling. When she saw him, she was like, hey, we're gonna have a drink or whatever. What are you doing here at the hotel? I was like, I know, Gummy's saying, like, what are you doing here at the hotel shirtless?
Yeah, that's such a very weird question. What are you doing in a hotel? Well, I'm shirtless.
I bring out dishes. So obviously, I had sex at a hotel. So obviously. Lord Curtis is hot. Yeah, he was. Oh, sorry. I just wanted. I just wanted to mention that because then she had to leave. But my tweet before that was when he was at nurse's ball. And he said, "I have a key. If you don't show up, then I know that you're not coming." I was like, "When Curtis gives you a key to his hotel room, bitch, go." there's no thinking about it. When Donnell Turner or Curtis gives you a key to his hotel room, you run. Don't walk.
Well, and I have to say, Jordan's behavior after, she's been pretty happy and wasn't bitchy at all. That's all she needed.
Well, she did.
I was like,
sometimes that's all you need.
She was nice to Julian.
I know. Mm-hmm. I just think sometimes, I'm sure he worked it out. Mm-hmm. And worked her out. And it was a family show. I'm trying to go a little too PG-13, I guess.
Let it go.
I'm like, oh my God. If I was a Donnell Turner, I'd be smiling and skipping down the street, I'm sure, afterwards. Yeah, so she was happy. That's all she needed. Her hair didn't turn straight, though. So I guess it was good. But yes, Curtis and Jordan, the sexual tension was too much for them. Fine, yeah, they finally did it. They're still talking about Frank going on GH.
And Kelly from BEI says, I need to throw cold water on you.
you need more than cold water, girl, to throw on me, because I'm still excited. But that's just maybe. And no one warned me. No one on the East Coast warned me, like you usually do, that Curtis was going to be, you know, running around shirtless. They didn't tell me that.
Who wants to ruin that for you, James?
But no, yeah. I was going to say, do the warning of James. I was going to tell you today's episode. But no one did this time. I was like, really surprised. And I was actually home to watch it live. I was excited. And the next thing I just want to get, because nothing else really talk about that, but I want to get to that. I feel like with James Lott Jr. rant's going to happen right now.
Yeah. I'm going to do it.
Whoever thought of this Manlander storyline,
oh my God,
I want to shoot them in the face. I want to shoot you in the face. It is the stupidest. Now, you know, like I said, again, open arms. Thank you. I think it's the stupidest, laziest storyline ever.
And they've got a lot this week.
Like, for me, I was just like, okay, I don't mind Amy and Nathan together in the same storyline. This was dumb.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I will say, I was worried about the last time I was here that they were going to make her a crazy stalker, and I'm like, oh, well, at least they didn't do that, but I'm like, this is dumb. Like,
I don't get it.
That's what she did with the picture. I'd almost rather her be a crazy stalker at this point.
Yeah. Ugh.
But the fact that, how many times has Nathan explained why he needs her to take that down, and she is just not grasping it, is frustrating.
Right.
It's like, please take this down. He's a law enforcement professional. He does not want that picture down. I don't care how handsome you think he is. Mm-mm. He wants it taken down, so take it down.
Right, and now she's going to get a book deal. But first of all, I thought Amy was supposed to be this strong woman who's in touch with her big side, her plus size. Yeah. And to me, it's kind of like, well, no one's going to... I mean, now she's insecure, and she's hiding behind a guy. And just, I mean, I like her and Christina's friendship. I like the little budding friendship.
Yeah, that's cute.
That's cute. But I'm like, but I just don't like... And I like her kind of needling him about Maxie. But I don't like this story. I think it's just the laziest storyline on earth. Please don't go further with this. I mean, just drop it. I think it's so dumb.
At the end of that, Friday's episode, she goes, they want to meet Manlander. I'm like, If I have to see a scene of Nathan meeting these publishers to pretend that he is, goodbye.
Goodbye. Ryan Pavey deserves much better. I'm just like, this is not, I mean, dumb.
It was frustrating that all these storylines, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think anybody has ever asked Nathan directly, like, why don't you just move to Portland?
Yeah, I know. I saw you guys the week before I came on, you guys were talking about that, and I kind of agree. Obviously in real life, Christian Storm is taking a leave of absence, so it's kind of hard there. But I feel like there is storyline possibilities for him in Port Charles. They keep him busy for a while.
Yeah, why pick this?
Right. But see, now Bradford Anderson's coming back as Spinelli.
Yeah.
This should be interesting. So maybe, hopefully, this is interesting. Hopefully, because, I mean, at least Maxie's still there and both her men are kind of, I mean, so hopefully that'll be interesting.
Yeah, and Kelly from PEI brings up, Kirsten Storms tweeted out she will be taping very soon. So maybe that's when Bradford's coming back and we're going to get a resolution. Because I know that there's not a lot they could do except recast her, but, like, out of anything you could do with Nathan, he is a freaking cop. We could have found out who his dad was. He's Ulbrich's son. He and Anna have a great relationship. Yes. You know, she's a good mentor. So many other things you could have done. This is the dumbest ever.
Yes, I'm dumbest sorry. Shit. I'm going to say it. Shit. Ever.
And all the chat agrees. Not a single person in here likes this storyline.
Okay, see? I mean, and Ryan's a friend of our show, and we want him to have a good storyline, and it's just like, to me, this one's a little, I can't really accept the storyline. It's a little too much for me. But again, he could do, there's so many storyline possibilities. I like him and Amy kind of talking. The thing about Kirsten Storm, she admitted on social media that she's suffering from depression, and so we don't know when she'll be able to come back full time. Molly Burnett would be really good. She was good as Maxie. Jen Lee's busy, so she can't do it, but Molly Burnett would be really good.
Yeah, and Molly dyed her hair blonde recently,
so I'm like, we want to continue the storyline. Continue. Maxie is a major part of the show. She's a legacy character. She should be on the show. So
I just need a scene of Nathan saying why he's not moving to Portland. I mean, I know in real life why he's not doing it, but at least give me an in-story reason why he doesn't want to do that. Because I feel like that's a question that nobody's asking him. That just is hanging there. Like, it seems to be obvious. So that's where Maxie is. Then go be with Maxie.
Oh, someone's saying they should pair Nathan and Christina. But Christina's gay.
Well, she's bi.
Yeah.
Well, she is bi. But I don't want them to go where she dates men. I want to go to a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd rather see that. But I do get, like, just like in Chasing Amy with Ben Affleck, Nathan could, persuade a woman, even if she liked women.
Chasing Amy. That movie infuriates me, and I like it all at the same time. I'm a huge Kevin Smith fan.
It's Affleck's best performance to this date. Sorry.
Batman for Superman? Sorry.
You know how I feel.
Yeah, I know.
I love him as Batman.
But
that's a terrible
movie. It was a horrible movie. I'm going to see Wonder Woman on Wednesday. I'm so excited.
It's so good.
Everybody's talking about it. Have you seen it?
Yeah, it's good.
You know Frank, he's never satisfied.
Oh my God, it's so funny. I love how all the women are so excited in the world, just so excited about this movie. Like, they're all just talking about it. All these women are doing it. So
I'm glad for that, but just some of the story beats didn't work for me. So I'll just say it's good, but not great.
That's what DC does in the movies.
This is by far their best movie to date.
Yeah. I was about to say, Frank, you're dead to me.
I thought I already was.
No. You were my favorite. And then you messed up.
That's what I do best.
No.
Mess up. But no, I heard. I'm going to see it on Wednesday. You guys all know how I feel about it. I just think that you could do better storyline than that. And whatever.
Yeah, Stephanie Stinger brings up a good point. Or have him be depressed of any kind of emotion from being apart from his new wife. Like, if Nathan got kind of fat storyline, that would be funny. And Ryan Pivey is funny.
And he is funny. In real life, we saw he's funny. He's really smart. They could do so much with him. They need to go with that. So I'm just like, I want to mention that. And my other one I want to mention is, we could probably just say, we'll start talking about it now. Let's give Lucretia about 20 minutes to talk. But the Ava, Carly, Sunny confrontation plus what happened since then, all last week.
Go, Lucretia,
do it.
Here's what I'm going to start out saying is the difference between Sonny and Carly and Ava and Julian or whoever else is on the villain side is that everyone's perception of them versus Sonny and Carly is their villains. And that is why if they were to do any of this, it wouldn't be as bad because we are told that they are bad and this is not okay. The problem with Sonny and Carly is that no matter how bad they are, and believe me, this week, especially Sonny, worse than anything any of these freaking characters have ever done, except maybe Helena Cassidyne. Because the thing is they're portrayed as heroes, and that is why this disgusts me. You have your hero mobster berating a woman in the freaking burn unit. What is wrong with you? I mean, here's the thing is, where are you going with this storyline? Because it is so freaking irresponsible. Because guess what? You can be like, oh, Cable does it all the time. I mean, Walt watched a girl die and left her there on Breaking Bad. But guess what? At the end of Breaking Bad, spoiler alert, things don't turn out that well for Walt. Same thing with Sons of Anarchy or any other written show about an anti-hero. But guess what? You don't write an anti-hero. You write a villain and then say it's okay for him to be a horrible human being. But oh my God, the frickin' Jerome women, they're the cause of everything in this horrible town, even though they just got here. I'm sorry, but yeah, what the hell? I give Carly a smidgen of credit because she was like, we can't just leave her there. Like,
yeah, she
cared
that.
A little bit. Yeah. She's not as bad, but as I say, I finally get their relationship. Is he's the only person in Port Charles worse than she is. So he makes her feel better about herself. But yeah, they are both awful people, and I'm sorry, if anybody can defend what Sonny did this week, you are a great lawyer, but a horrible person. I mean, my God. Like, berating a woman in a burn unit. I mean, that was a new low. I already hate Sonny, so it didn't matter what he did. Unless he just miraculously saved her, I might give him a little bit. But, like, seriously, where are you going with this? Because you can't write him as a hero anymore. If you sit there and berate a woman in a burn unit and care, I mean, even his own sons are like, what is wrong with you, Sonny? Show some compassion. But guess what? And two, I'm sick of him being portrayed as bipolar, because this whole week, that is not bipolar disorder. That is disgusting. That is antisocial personality disorder, psychopathy. These are the words you should use, because bipolar people aren't freaking psychopaths. And I've done a long, hard rant here without cussing at all.
You didn't? Oh, wow, okay.
I tried.
I'm so proud of you
right
now.
I am proud of you.
I just can't anymore. I mean, I'm like, I was angry watching TV, and wow, it wasn't sports. if I didn't love my TV, I would have thrown stuff at it.
Yes. Well,
yeah. I love Frank, Sonny, and Carly.
She's like,
yeah.
That fight scene, though, or their confrontation, why did they even bother to do the thing where Ava throws the lamp and then Carly gets concussed on the ground?
Yeah, that made no sense.
Like, why'd she fall? I didn't get that. Is it a lamp from 1842? What was there a lamp from 1842 in a warehouse?
Yeah, why would you have that? Like,
right.
The whole thing is stupid, because it's all about absolving the two of them from any responsibility in their son's death. Because guess what, guys? It doesn't matter if she switched his pills, and I don't know why anybody thinks it does. Because guess what? The car freaking blew up. He was out of the car. He would have just been, you know, in an institution, like Dr. Maddox said. I feel bad for Dr. Maddox, because he doesn't realize what awful parents they are. You know, and he was really trying, and he's hot. Okay.
He's hot.
But, yeah, like, that's the thing, is, like, Morgan probably would have just wrecked the car, like any other bozo who's not, you know. And the thing is, but guess what? The car blew up, and yes, it was Jerome mob violence, but it's still mob violence, which is what his father is in. And he was bound to, it was bound to happen. I mean, Sonny did try to blow up Christina. Michael got shot in the head, so I'm sorry, anybody thinking that anything, any other, you know, thing that has happened to Morgan, if it wouldn't have happened with his father, you don't watch the same show I do.
I'll repost to Jay Sturdy Deeds that she demonstrated on Sonny.
There was so much.
I'll repost those so you guys can, if you guys haven't seen that, you can watch her talk about these dirty deeds. You know, for me, three powerhouse actors, so I was very happy to see three actors together. They're really good together.
Oh, yeah.
And I will say, Maura West, her performance was amazing. I will say that. Because she was a lioness backed against the wall. It was like, I almost cussed. Cheese and crackers. I like that she came back ferociously. It was just like, wait a second, really? Mm-hmm. I love it between the fights with Carly. She's like, really? Like, she called them out on their parenting skills too. Like, you're no better than she is.
Well, exactly. Yeah. And that's my problem. Is like, look, Ava is not a good mother. I've never said she is. I've never said she's a good person either. No. She's a villain, but that's because they say she is. That's fine. The problem is, nothing Sonny and Carly have ever done is any worse than anything I've ever done.
Right, no, they're all even playing field on some level. Yeah. And I just think, but I liked seeing her go back at them. Like, no, it's like, I was trying to protect my child. She's like, I don't care. And wait, oh, I love the part when she's so when they go, our baby boy. Oh, so he's a baby boy. My girl's a grown up, but he's a baby. They're like the same age. Like, I like that part too. Like, excuse you. Mm. Like, she was like, no. She's like, no, you're not taking me in. You're not. I don't care. She's like, I'm going to defend myself. Because she really did love Morgan.
Yes, and that's the thing, is nobody but, I will say, even Kiki, who should have been the most hurt by Morgan and Ava's relationship, cared, knew that her mother loved Morgan. Because whether that's, you know, your prerogative or not, you know, whatever you like about the Ava and Morgan thing, there was love there on both sides.
I liked Carly and Kiki scene together, about that. I liked Carly and Christina scene together, too, when they're all kind of talking, each time we're talking. But I liked her scene when she was like, I know you loved Morgan. Like, she finally was like, it's not your fault. And Kiki was just like, I know my mom, whatever she did love Morgan also. Maybe she wanted him back, all this stuff. She loved Morgan. Ava and Morgan, they had great chemistry together. I don't care. I liked them. I liked them together. Brian Craig and Maura West had great chemistry. I liked them together, so.
And that's why I want Morgan to come back alive, just so that he and Ava can get married and have babies and just shove it in their face at this point. And I like Kiki and all, but, and I like that Dylan was like, don't write off your mom. Like, you know, I think she'll come back around because that's who Kiki is. She's a good person.
Yeah. I love little Avery mentioning Kiki's white nail polish. Mm. It was so funny because you're trying to talk to her, like, in character. And she's like, they're white. She goes, yes, they are white. And it's like, so it was cute. She was so good. The little girl is so cute. Who plays Avery? I don't know her name is. She plays Avery. But yeah, no, it was to me, it was long overdue. They had this confrontation in a sense, but I agree with you. It was kind of like they're trying to set up like Carly and Celia good, she bad. I'm like, no, it's not that black and white.
I don't know where they're gonna take her.
Because, well, she's a burn victim now.
Yeah, I mean, so they've killed her. You know, they've shot her. They've dropped her off a bridge. They put her in a burn unit.
Oh my god! You know,
there's certainly reconstructive surgery coming her way. So. You know, first I thought it was like, is this Maura West is like saying, I'm out and we're just going to do plastic surgery and we're going to have a new actress step in?
Right.
I hope not.
I don't. I mean, I haven't seen anything about that, but it's like, I don't know what you do with. I mean, certainly she's got to have some sort of disfigurement, I think, coming out of this. If she comes out and she's like completely fine and with no damage, like, that's not really believable either.
Yeah, I don't know. Seriously, I don't think I'll do either. Yeah, maybe it's really cute. I don't know what they're going to do with her. And so you just have to watch. But I think it's just. I think I'm finally glad it came out with the pills. Now we're done with that now. So
yeah, because that's the thing. Is like, I realize they did that just to absolve them, but it's like, just get it out in the frickin' open and let's move on, because it was stupid to begin with, because it's like, it was only put in there just so they could blame everything on both Jerome women. That was their whole point. God forbid Sonny and Carly ever pay for any of their mistakes. Because, as you said, Ava's been shot, thrown off a bridge, burned. And what? We got Sonny in a wheelchair, and even Carly got, her little mini-me and nail, and oh my god, no, she's the victim. No, honey, you're not a victim. That is your problem, is you are just reaping what you sow. And for the love of God, make these two pay. Morgan dying is not enough. I mean, because he'll probably come back. I mean, and you'd think with their kid dying that they'd take some freaking responsibility.
No, the thing is, all three of them are bad characters. You think about it. Like, somebody brought in here. Ava killed Connie. I mean, Sonny killed AJ. I mean, like, it's just like, they're all bad. But I, as actors, I like them so much. I'm like, opposite to Frank, I do just accept. I accept some things sometimes. I just do.
Yeah, that's my thing.
I love Laura Wright as Carly. I love her as Carly. I love Maura West as Ava. I mean, they're so good.
Yeah, Laura Wright and Maura West should be together all the time, and I love them hating each other. Yes. And that's the thing, is as much as like Carly drives me crazy, there's still this. I think she's really entertaining, but with Sonny. They just, it's what everybody writes around them. None of this is on Maurice, but it's all that is like, Sonny is everything that is holy. Oh my God, he has never done anything wrong. Praise Sonny. And, Jason's the same way, and, it's just like, for the love of God, be responsible. Because the best time for Sonny was when he was in a wheelchair, because he was actually facing some consequences and was a more likable character. So, bring back Paul, just shoot him again. Like, I don't care. Or Johnny Sicar, anybody. Like, let him shoot him.
There you go.
I'd be fine with that, because maybe we found a reason why he shot him the first time.
Yeah, that's true. We didn't find out, yes.
Well, he shot him for me. You know,
so for Lucretia at AfterBuzz TV, he was like, this is for you, girl. I like that she has scenes, Miss Bobby, But it's like, almost now to the point, almost kind of like, well, Nell's left your family alone at this point. She's not really doing anything to you guys. And yeah. Now you're still harping on. You know, I like Jackie Seaman being on my screen, and she gives good snark. I mean, she does give good snark. But it's almost like, girl, she really isn't doing anything with you guys at all. I mean, she got mugged there. She's not even doing anything with you guys. And she's like, I was where you were, girl. And I was like, oh, go, girl.
Yeah. And I know Sonny and Jason are killers, but they kill with a code, Daisy Flower. Code my ass. I'm sorry. Like, you know, they're not Dexter.
But Dexter.
I mean, like, Dexter had a real code. Sonny and Jason just, they're no better than Julian and Ava. I mean, hell, let's face it. Julian was great this week. You know?
That's why I see what they're doing with Julian. Let's go right into that. I see what they're doing with Julian. They're trying to really redeem him.
Yeah.
And Alexis became a lawyer again. Yeah. So that's good, I guess.
Yeah, I liked that. And I liked that Diane and her had that scene.
Oh, see, and I love that Diane just giving it to her. Just giving it to her. Just like, come on, you're not dumb, be dumb. You know, just like friends with you. Mm-hmm. And Carolyn Hennessy said she was on our show. She wanted to hope to have more of that happening. So I love that. I love that whole scene. And but they hugged. And he's just kind of there for him while this Ava thing's going on. And
yeah, and I like that, because as I said, I don't want Julian and Alexis to get back together yet, but I like that Julian, you know, was there for his sister, and he was, you know, congratulating Alexis, and I like that she stepped back, she's like, one hug is enough, and he's like, okay. You know, okay. Julian has been respectful of her.
I have a rant, a mini rant, this is a mini one.
Ooh, all right.
Because you're a self-historian, family tree person. When I was talking to Kiki about you had no family, hello, you got Sam, Lucas, who you are kind of semi-close, like you know who they are. You could call one of them to be with you to help you out with this a little bit. I mean, yeah, they're not Ava's favorite people, but kind of like, you know, I have no family. I have no, and you don't call her mother, really. Yeah. You don't want to call, really don't want to call. I want to wait till someone, like, that made no sense to me. That kind of bugged me. And so this is a mini rant. It's not a big rant. It's a mini rant. Because I like continuity, and I like about generational stuff. And she's like, I don't want to call her yet. And so they want to get along. I'm like, but that's no reason not to call her. I'm like, just, I mean, we have some Eileen Douglas on our show. We love her. She's great.
So, but it seems not like with Julian, I mean, there was that deal that was dangled in front of him about like, hey, yeah, if you set up Sonny for us
right,
so we can get him, then that's great. But if not, you're staying back in prison. And Julian's like, you know, I'm not going to do it. And then they really, now it seems like he did do it.
Right.
It seems like, because that's the only way you could be out on bail. So it's like, but then also then he's got this like, I don't want to be part of the cycle anymore. You know, I could be, you know, I could be mad at them for what happened to Ava, but I don't want to do that anymore. So I'm like, oh, all right, what's the storyline with Julian? You know, and it's like, and I feel bad for the actor, but it's like William DeVry. It's like, that's great, but I feel like it's all on the writers. You put this character in this position.
They did
to make fans like not really be caring about what this character's going through.
You're absolutely correct, Frank, because he's such a good actor. First of all, he's hot. He's a good actor. He's hot.
Yeah, like that scruff he's growing.
Yes, and he really did have great chemistry with Nancy Lee Grand's character. With the Julexis was the bomb. And I like the fact that he had an older, mature couple having sex a lot. And I love all that. But it's just like the writers wrote him into a corner, and now he's trying to come out of that. And it's just taking me a hard time. It's taking me a hard time to accept it. I mean, I'm trying to. I'm watching it. I'm trying to. But I'm having a hard time.
Well, yeah.
Because I just feel like, and we've talked about this before, but I feel like the GH, their style is they're going to throw a character in the deep end and then try to write their way out of it instead of letting the audience know why they're in this situation. So at least we have some. If they had let us know that Julian was under his sister's thumb for the longest time up front,
yes,
maybe we could at least see why he had to go through the way he did, and maybe we'd have more empathy for him. But now it's like you made us hate him so much with no reasons whatsoever other than what you showed us on screen. And now you're telling us to say, nope, you've hated him for so long. Now just pretend none of that existed because he was being manipulated by outside forces. Like,
yeah, and that's the thing is, for me, at least with Julian, is Julian has suffered consequences. And he seems truly remorseful for his actions.
Okay.
And that is why, as long as it's not a quick fix, I can see this, you know, getting better. Because as we know, that is sort of the, you know, Murder, She Wrote here on GH with couples. I mean, look at Luke and Laura, things like that. And as long as it's not a quick fix for Julian and Alexis, I think that, yes, as dark as that was, and as much as the whole reasoning didn't make any sense, I'm okay with it as long as there's enough breathing period. And then now that Alexis is stronger, because Alexis is a strong woman, and I didn't like how she was becoming, you know, and obsessed with that. But that, to me, Julian is her great love. Because I think she loved him even when she made Sam. I mean, all that back in time, that, you know, and it, when it all came back, And I think that's why I am okay with them getting back together later on. And two, the thing is, with Julian, just like with Ava, these characters, and Franco, these characters have suffered consequences and show remorse for what they've done. And that is why they're a lot more palatable than the other characters, like Sonny and Carly sometimes. But as I say, I at least enjoy Carly. At this point, it's kind of hard to enjoy Sonny's like continued lack of remorse because, as I say, they freaking worship him in this town. They should just change the name.
Sonny Charles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Michael Corinthians Jr.
Jr. City. Yeah. Yes, it's, yeah. So, yeah. So that's, we'll see. I guess we'll see what happens with that storyline. I don't know why. I mean, where are we going with that? Well, what else happened this week?
We also, we have the Hayden Finn stuff with now.
She's pregnant.
She's pregnant. Yeah, and so we now found out, of course, that Brad, which had all been kind of led to, like, he was the one that was responsible for tampering with all his previous his drug tests. Now we found out it's Obrecht. Which, the whole thing I'm thinking about, if you're going to be screening this guy where you think that there's shitty things happening in the hospital, why are you doing this in the hospital that he's affiliated with? Go to outside testing for this. It makes zero sense that this lab tests are happening inside the hospital.
Yeah.
Especially if there's thoughts like, oh, this stuff's being tampered with.
Yeah. I don't know. My whole thing was I don't mind Finn being fine. I said Finn being pregnant. I don't mind Hayden being pregnant. It's an interesting twist. Didn't see coming.
Yeah, to me, I really just hate that these poor characters, Hayden and Finn, that I like so much, have just had problem after problem after problem. Yeah. But at least with the pregnancy, it's not being seen as a problem.
No.
And I'm like, okay, I don't think they needed this.
Yeah.
But I'm okay with it because they seem to be kind of at least trying to be on the same page. And it seems like at least a nice reprieve from a lot of the other like dark stuff that's going on.
I agree. And I have no problem with it. And it gives her another layer. Because Rebecca Budding is such a great actress, and I like seeing her as Hayden. I like her and Finn have chemistry. I'm fine. Mm-hmm. No problem with that.
Of course, we've had the whole bill. It kind of ties into the nurse's ball because it was the conclusion of that, but we've got the whole Chimera payoff.
Yes.
How does everybody feel about in terms of the payoff of this? Was this what you wanted?
I honestly wanted it to just release at the nurse's ball and kill off half the cast, but since I didn't get that.
Yes.
I liked that it was an umbrella story that tied in, like, the Frizz and Jake and Anna and Valentine and stuff like that. And my favorite part of this is I was so wrong about Anna being involved with Alex and what she was doing to Valentine, but I was kind of glad because Anna has remorse for what and she's like, I'm the one that set this in motion and was defending Valentine to Lulu, who, my God, and it's rubbing off on Laura. It's like, Lulu, show some freaking compassion for this man. Because I know that some people still aren't on Valentine's side, but I really like how they've written it where it's like,
I agree.
You know, and how he really, the first thing he did was go see his daughter, when he realized he was going to, get out. And that's all he wanted to do. This guy, all we've seen is that he is a good father. He loves Nina, and I hate that all this is kind of happening to him. And I like that Anna does, too.
Mm-hmm.
Her compassion for him is exactly why Anna Devane is the best character on the show.
Somebody tried to tell me online that Anna was boring.
What?
People are obviously not watching the same show. I don't know what's going on there. But I love how Anna had explained to everybody for the last couple of weeks that wasn't me. That's my twin sister. She also has a half-brother named Gabriel, too. But he hasn't been brought on the show. He's black. That's all on All My Children. So I then brought him on. But I like the fact that they completely show that Anna's like, wants to fix things and wants to really be there. And the part that got me, this is my little mini rant. Again, a little mini rant. We're ranting today. Again, lazy writing, dumb. Lulu leaves Charlotte with.
Yes.
To go off to do something with Rocco. Like, really?
Yeah.
And it's just like, I mean, it's like, I knew it was going to happen next. I'm like, that just was lazy. That's really lazy.
Yeah, as I say, the way that they're writing Lulu, I'm just like, why? We're supposed to love this character. She is Luke and Laura's daughter. She's supposed to be smart. Yes. She's supposed to be scrappy.
All real fans going at me.
Oh, yeah.
But you're cool with him kidnapping Charlotte? She's like, obviously sending all caps.
As I say, Valentine is a character who's sort of paying for his mistakes. Yeah. And the Valentine we saw that shoot Nicholas, and as that was never meant to be him dead.
Yeah.
He was supposed to come back. And that's why they're having a hard time making Valentine sympathetic. But yeah, I mean, I'm sorry. Taking him from Lulu, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, sorry. Yeah. Like, that's her dad. I don't care. As I say, look, at least Valentine's portrayed as a villain.
That's true.
And again, it all comes back to, sorry, if everybody else is like, yep, that's not cool, then I'm fine with it. But when everybody's like, oh, it's totally okay for this person to murder somebody, but not this guy.
Right.
Yeah,
so, and Alex was on a little too short. I should have had her on a little longer. I was like, I would love to have her play twins for longer. It was kind of fun to see them together. And you notice that Alex speaks a heavier, thicker accent, because she was over in Europe that whole time. So, I just kind of love that.
Yeah.
Sorry, Lucretia, I side with Sonny. Oh my gosh, Lulu just can't be a Spencer. That's what Bridget counts. I know. She's acting more Spencer-like. Even Laura sometimes is like, okay, calm down, girl. Like, she's just like, I mean, Laura's like, come on. I was just like, Lulu got my nerves this week just in terms of just, but I think it was not even if the writers wrote that, obviously. They had her,
I don't know what they're doing with Lulu. I mean, it's like, there's a lot of characters. It's like, where is the payoff here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
As I say, at least with, like, Valentine and Franco and some of these more villainous characters, they're much more sympathetic than the people who they're supposedly going against right now.
So since we're getting down to the wire a little bit here on the show, that's why I go back to what you're saying. The payoff, I guess, was fine. It's whatever. See Helena. See Constance Towers. Max always makes me happy. She's such a great actress. Seeing her needle him and
taking it.
I love that. I love her. She says she's so good. My favorite line of the week, my quote of the week, because I just call me a witch. I love that line. You don't listen to the witch. Just call me a witch. I thought it was the funniest line that Helena said as she's trying to needle. I mean, I loved it.
Yeah, and SourceGen on Twitter always has a lot of good GH thoughts, and they watch the show. And what I like is they're like, I wish that Helena had been talking to Jake more and sort of setting up maybe some reasons for him to want to release the virus at the nurse's ball. And, you know, and I think that would have been more interesting, but I think because he's such a young child, they didn't want to do that with the actor.
Yeah.
And they didn't want him to let it go off. But I was like, man, that would have been a great dark
story. And I had a laugh when Laura, excuse me, one second, I got to talk to somebody. And she gets up, just goes one seat over, like Jason. You could just lean down and go, Jason, I can talk to you a second. Like, it was like, she had to get up, go all the way back, just one seat over, behind her, was like, Jason, hey, I know you're way down there. It was the weirdest placement. They should have placed it further.
But I also like that Laura had to go through a lot of preamble to get to the point where she's like, Spencer did not give him this box. Right. Just tell Jason that.
Right.
I don't know who gave it to him, but it wasn't Spencer.
Right.
Like, well, you know, this gift.
But Becky Hurst had a good little scene with her son, so that was kind of good to see her work that out.
Yeah, Shan B brings up, I like that Elizabeth saving her son was a great payoff for me, better than Jason saving the night. I agree. And I don't think it should have been Franco either. It was great that it was Elizabeth.
I agree with that.
Because as much as I love Franco's relationship,
and
to me, Franco was very respectful of Jason.
He was.
He stepped back the entire nurse's ball. He's like, you know what? I'm there for you, buddy. But, you know, and that's the thing, is at least with Franco and Valentine, we are seeing them try to be better.
Here's something, okay? I'm giving an invitation out to SourceGen. People say she's on the panel. If you want to come on the show, contact me. You know where to find me at James Lott Jr. everywhere. If you want to come on the show, you should come on.
We're all James Lott Jr.'s.
Sold. Sold. No, exactly. Right. If you want to come on, you say there'll be a little bit of something out.
I will say that with, because and of course they name-checked again, Lulu name-checked Nora Buchanan again. I feel like with Nora and Alex, as much as the Prospect Park stuff is not on the table anymore, I was hoping that if you're going to bring these characters on, which I think fans are really excited to see them again, that you give them a little bit more of something.
What they're bringing on, what's her name? We don't know if she's going to play the character she played on the ABC soap she was on, so I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Like Alex's time, like she basically just got caught and then put away and like didn't really do anything. And Nora did that quick, you know.
Okay.
And then that was it. So, like, give him more. We want to see him.
I'm looking out who's coming on. I'm looking out who's coming on. So there's someone big coming on from
Susan Lucci.
I wish. From Wanted to Live, I believe it is. And we don't know who she's going to play. She's going to play her character she played. Or I don't know. I'm looking out who it is. But anyway. You guys, we have to wrap. That's a fun time. Goes by fast.
Yeah.
That's it, guys. I know.
What?
So, sadly, you guys, I will not be back for 3 weeks.
Boo.
I will be on my cross country tour. I will be in Ohio, Florida, Pittsburgh, Chicago, doing some stuff with the Hardys and my book and my song. I have other stuff happening that I'm promoting, and so I will be actually doing that.
Will there be opportunities for GH Report fans to find you in these locations?
Yeah, seriously, they actually told people, okay, the Hardys are having an event for me, actually my first fan event, on June 17th in Columbus, Ohio. If you want to talk to them, you go to Hardy's page and your GH fan, I'm sure you can come to it and meet me. I'm going to sign autographs and give away stuff, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
I've never had a James Lott Jr. autograph.
I've never had a fan event before. It's kind of weird. But anyway, it's not those. But anyway, so you guys.
Yes.
I want to tell you guys, I am having Ian Buchanan as a spotlight on in July. Thank you for reminding me. I had a big announcement. That's right. So he's like, come on, and we're just sitting, we're finalizing everything. I know, frankly, we're like, excited. So for, if you're a Bold and Beautiful fan, you're a Hustle fan, Portrayal fan, Twin Peaks.
He's Dick Tremaine.
He and I are going to sit down, and possibly one of these two if they want to come with, listen. And we're going to talk to Ian Buchanan.
I did like how it became like if they, one of these two want to listen. it didn't become talk. It was like, if one of them wanted to
listen.
But
no, but all seriousness, we actually got to talk to him, and we're actually setting that up.
That is
that's,
awesome.
That's a big. I want to make sure I got that out to you guys. It's a big announcement. So he's going to be somebody good in July. So we got to wrap. So you guys, you're next.
Frank Moran, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Happy Go Jackie. I'm waiting for James Lett Jr. to sign my arm and I'll get a tattoo.
And I'm Lucretia Lyon, guys. You can always find me at LACRETIALYON anywhere on the internet since there is only one.
I love you guys. I will miss you also, but I will be releasing some GH related stuff while I'm gone. We have our podcast, the GH Mini Spotlights. Those I'll have those released to you guys. I'm interviewing some folks. Follow us. Follow our page. Give us 2,000 before I get back.
No.
Never. I love you guys.
There
Bye.
You go. Bye. 3 weeks of me, guys. Get excited.
Executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff. We would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals. AfterBuzz TV.